Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hope everybody's doing well today. I want to welcome everybody to the Unimpressed Podcast. And today we have someone calling in from Los Angeles, and her name is Linda Andrade. And she's been a luxury hustler for a long, long time, but she's pretty young. So welcome to the show. Linda, how are you doing today?
I'm great. I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much, John. You're right. I have been doing it for a long time, and I am kind of young.
Because that's what I was saying. I said, she's a hustler at 16. Didn't you start doing this at 16 of luxury brands and social media and so forth?
I started my first business at 16. And I think that's why like my husband and I are so well together, because he's such a hustler. And it fits in with like my branding perfectly. And he likes that I'm a hustler in a different way. I started at 16. That's when I met him too.
When you say hustled, now, does your family operate like you do, or they have these luxury opportunities and so forth? Or is this something you just created your own world?
It's definitely self-made, but my parents helped me in terms of like my dad moved here from Jordan and I was only two, and him being an immigrant in a country that's so different from the Middle East, he started his own business, and that really kind of opened my mind up to different ways to make money. And other than that, though, it's definitely like my family is not rich and I didn't come from money.
So when you think about making money and being a different culture, what do you think makes the thought process different than, say, an American female maybe that was 16 that did the same thing? You know, sometimes communication with different cultures that creates a different process. You think you can identify a different process on your approach of trying to make money being a young person?
Definitely. And I actually have visited the Middle East, and there are no jobs in the Middle East. There's no like stability there. You're either a hustler or you're not, and you either feed your family or you don't. And then also that mixed in with like my dad never went to college. My mom never got an education either, but still making a life for themselves. It's like you basically take like the alternate routes. You don't do the typical, you know, college, apply for a job. Like I've never had a real job in my life, but I look for other ways to make money. My biggest way is providing value to other people. What I provide in my med spa is like I provide easy ways to like better your body, that surgery. And everybody wants to look better, and that gives me money. So it's just kind of like, how can I help somebody and what is that worth to them?
And do you think you find that in things that are relatable, that are universally relatable?
Like things that a lot of people can do?
People that they can relate to easily, like, you know, everybody wants beauty. How do you engineer that?
There's three things, the top three moneymakers in the world. That's relationships, vanity, and money. So if you can help people make money, you'll make money. If you can help people look better, you'll make money. And anything to do with relationships. So those are top three. My TikTok is the relationship side. I don't necessarily make that much on my TikTok, but it's all about like love and things like that. And that's why I've grown so much. Another thing is like my med spa was the vanity side. And then my husband's business is the money side. He helps people make money. Those are the three that people care the most about, is the relationships, their wealth, and how they look.
When you started this journey, did you look at those three things? Did you say, hey, what are the three most important things that you can make money from?
No, I did not have a clear answer in the beginning. I actually started with a clothing boutique, and that isn't the key to success at all. Like people could care less about where they buy their clothes as long as they have clothes, really. Especially if you're not like Chanel, you know, they don't really care enough about you. But when I did get married, I was so focused on bettering like my physical self. I wanted to like get a smaller stomach and my face lifted, things like that. And I loved it so much that I decided to dabble into it. And it was like a monster. Like people wanted all the same things. I'm like, this is crazy. Like I never thought about this before. And then my husband and I, we did research and we found out that that's one of the top three ways that people will, you know, like your business and how to make it.
I mean, is this an eternal passion? You know, obviously, they say if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. So is this an internal driving force? And were you able to, if it is, why were you able to find that quicker than most people at a young age?
So I think I was very fluid and open to many things. For example, I wasn't sure how I felt in the beginning about like touching people's stomachs and things like that. I was like, do I really want to do? Because at first I was doing it in my house, actually. I was doing it on like my aunts, my uncle, my friends, and my family. I was like, I don't know if I want to do this, but I was honestly just focused on the money, and that's all I was thinking of. And that was the driving force. But as I was in it for a long time, I realized I don't like it that much. And that's when I hired a manager and technicians and staff. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to step back. Just give me the checks.
Yeah.
But my TikTok, though, I am very passionate about it, and I love it. I love social media. And I think I got really lucky with social media, honestly.
Interesting. So when you think about, is that creativity? Are you an artist? I think young people put pressure in that space. A lot of people put pressure on themselves, but to do things naturally, I mean, yeah. I think that's a big deal.
I think I'm a storyteller on TikTok. I always like try to make a story in every video, and there's a point to every video, and I try to make people feel something. So feel happy, or most of the time in my case is angry, but it counts. Angry counts.
Yeah. What are you angry about?
I'm not angry, but people are. Okay. One time I posted, I was mad at my husband because he only bought me 2 necklaces instead of 4. And people are like, you shouldn't be mad at your husband. You should be grateful. Some people don't get anything. And I'm like, okay, but you're mad, and it worked.
Interesting. Yeah. And when you tell a story, is there an underlying theme that you're trying to get across? Are you trying to make things thought-provoking, or trying to get a response from people to make them think deeper for themselves?
I do like to have like a response provoking, but I don't think about making them think deeper for themselves. My theme is luxury and like the wealth side, because it's very different than like real life. And it's kind of like fantasy. That's what works.
So when you're playing out this, right, these things are happening, it's almost like you're pre-manifesting things.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what is that like, living like that? I mean, and what is the attraction to Dubai, going back and forth to Dubai?
Me being Arab, Dubai was like a heaven for me. Like, people speak my language, which is not common in America at all. It's modest over there. I'm pretty modest myself, and I never like resonated with, you know, fashion in America and the food. So I just love Dubai in general, but it's also very fantasy, like as a city to the rest of the world. So it fits perfectly with my TikTok. And it's just like a good cocktail mix, I think.
What is the cost of a place? How do you live in Dubai?
Dubai is actually not that expensive. People think it's expensive, and it can be expensive, but a good 2-bedroom apartment will cost you maybe $2,500 a month,
mm-hmm.
because of the conversion rate. So $1 is 4 over there. I think it's relative, like to America, it's pretty cheap, but the shopping is way more expensive. Like the same pair, a Rolex is more in Dubai for the same one than America. And I don't know why, but mm-hmm. shopping is more expensive there.
So when you go to Dubai, how long do you stay over there?
Between 2 and 4 months every time.
What's on the agenda there? I mean, what do you plan to do when you're there?
Well, this time we're closing on our apartment finally, because apartments in Dubai are not ready to move in. They take a long time. They take 2 years to get ready. So this time we're finally closing, and I will be going with my mom this time. So I'm showing her everything. This is where I'm moving to. Like, I hope you like it. And shopping. I like shopping in Dubai a lot. And the food, the restaurants, just everything. Like, life, I think, is better in Dubai.
How about like the beaches and stuff? How are they?
They're hot, because Dubai's hot and the beach
is really
hot. So it's like, if you go to the beach to cool down, it's not going to happen, because the beach is like a hot tub.
Oh, really?
And there's crabs in the water. I hate bugs. I hate everything.
There's crabs in the water.
Yeah, it was just like the sand. You can see crabs walking in the sand. I'm like, oh, hell no. I'm not going in that water. But you can go to the top of the Burj Khalifa. You can take a helicopter ride. You can Oh, there's the world's deepest pool. It's very deep.
Really?
Yeah, so there's always something. Oh, and their zoos there are exotic, like exotic zoos, not like America.
And is being so close to some of those other countries, how's security? Is it intense or how is that?
Dubai is one of the safest cities in the world. Very safe. Like you can walk with a bag full of cash, 2 a.m, you're fine. It's close to, I think, yeah, so Saudi Arabia, Oman, Qatar, those are all pretty safe countries. I think you're thinking of like Afghanistan, like those countries are a little scary, but it's not close to Dubai.
You're in LA now. What part of LA?
So I'm in Orange County, like 30 minutes away from LA.
What do you do at your home in LA?
So I check up on my business from time to time, the med spa. I take care of my husband. Like I do cook and clean. That is like the traditional. I take that happily. So yes. I take care of my husband, grocery shop. I visit my family because when I'm in Dubai, I don't see them. So I like to spend a lot of time with them when I'm in America. That's pretty much it. Honestly, America is much more boring than Dubai.
Do you think if there was a misconception about your lifestyle, what would it be?
It would be two things: that my husband is like doing this with like many women, and two, that I am like a shallow, good for nothing, you know, gold digger. And that's what I don't correct though. And I maybe should, I don't know if I should, but as I've mentioned, like I do own a business and I do have like aspirations in life. And I am a hustler too, but yeah, I don't correct it. I don't know if I should or not. That misconception.
What if you showed the hustle?
Yeah, but I feel like people want the brattiness. I don't know.
I've had this thing of, you know, when young people see something, let's say this is their only visual. And I think if they see that world, because I like talking to you and understanding that this is a hustle, your family didn't have money, there might be a lot of more richness to that story, because when kids look at that world today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, and to some extent, I think they think it's easily attainable, you know, and then when they want to do something, they try to make everything look really pretty. They wait for the perfect time. You know, maybe if you showed the hustle, that could be a doubling down on numbers or whatever, because I think with the stuff you do show and showing the behind the scenes of that, that could be very interesting, because I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Yeah, that's true. And it is still kind of like, I guess, different from what you normally see about hustle. So I guess you're right, honestly. I haven't thought about it, because people have commented to me that they like opening up, like after work, they like opening up my TikTok and just kind of like going into a different world. But that still applies to what you just said. It is a different world a little bit, you know?
If you showed the hustle, what would that look like?
Yeah, that would be like, my husband doesn't always, you know, treat me like a queen. Sometimes we fight. I could talk about that, and I could talk about, you know, my business and the hard parts. Like staff right now is so hard, keeping staff. That's a big problem. Everybody's quitting. Nobody's staying a long time, which sucks. But yeah, you're right.
Because you get up, you get on the computer first thing.
I get on my phone. Yeah. I check my TikTok. I post a video. I always post a video in the morning, and I text my manager, ask like, hey, how's everything going? Need supplies? What's going on? I could show like a real day in the life.
Yeah. Like as soon as you get up in the morning, boom, because that's work you don't see either, because I know that work, because I sleep with my computer by my bed and my glasses are on top of the computer, you know, because it's like I wake up and there's like 2 hours that you do stuff, just and then you do that. And then you go through the rest of the day and you think, well, did I get anything done today? Well, yeah. You don't forget about the two or three hours you're on the computer, because that time, that mind work you're doing, I mean, time just clicks by, you know, and you're just like, well, it's noon already.
That's true. It can slip away from you, the time.
You know, maybe a perspective on that.
Yeah, I wake up, I make breakfast for me and my husband, which is annoying sometimes if I want to stay in bed. But I got to do it. Who else will, you know?
Yeah. Now, is your mom and dad, you know, old school?
Oh, yeah. My dad works and my mom takes care of the house. My dad and my mom do want me, though, to... So my plan in life was to be a doctor. They want me to finish that and actually be a doctor. And I'm trying. I'm in school right now, but they're traditional, but they still want me to have like a backbone, not like, you know, some of the Middle East, you just kind of sit back. But yeah, there, it's a little scary to do that in terms of like, if, you know, God forbid my husband did leave me, then what, you know?
How long you been married?
5 years.
5 years. I mean, does that happen a lot?
Leaving?
Like, you say that nonchalantly. If my husband left me, I don't know.
No, I don't think he'd leave me. We are like very, very much in love.
Yeah.
But my parents are scared of that.
Oh, okay. They are?
No, they love my husband. They actually really love him. But
yeah.
In America, I think it happens a lot where like you're with someone, you help them build their career, you take care of the house. 10 years later, they leave you and, you know, you're kind of in a tough spot.
Yeah. And if you hadn't established anything for yourself.
Exactly. Because you were helping him establish his life. That's the scary part.
Interesting. Now, what does your husband do?
So he owns 7 different businesses. So he's just a business owner, investor, trader.
And what would you say to be able to do, to be able to multitask, what enables you to be able to multitask at a high level?
For me, honestly, I'm so competitive that I think like I need to win and I can't slack off. I can't slow down. I don't know if that's just me personally. I think other people, they love, you know, the chase, but I can't fall back. Maybe that's toxic of me. Maybe I should take a break.
I mean, I'm the same way. It's like, yeah. I don't stop. I work every day. You know, yeah. I don't stop. And it's just like an internal drive.
Yeah, I think it's either you have it or you don't, maybe.
Did you say you played sports or anything? No. Where does the being competitive come from?
I have no idea. I've been competitive since I was young.
Brothers, sisters?
Oh, yeah. I have 3 brothers. I'm the oldest. So oh, okay. I was always outnumbered.
Really? So yeah. So it was the boys against the one sister, huh?
Yep. But that's why I was, I think, my dad's favorite.
Interesting.
The one girl.
And what town is that in Orange County?
It's Huntington Beach.
Huntington Beach. It's nice down there. How's the weather? How's it been after the pandemic and so forth in that area?
It's been good. It's very relaxing. It's a very relaxing city. It's hot right now a little bit, but the last 2 months was always so cloudy. I don't know. Where are you located?
I'm in Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, okay. Is it good over there, the weather?
Yeah, it's about, I don't know, it's about 100 degrees here today, but I was in New York City area for 12 and a half years. So I will not complain about the warm weather. Because you stay hibernated in New York for about 8 months.
Oh my goodness. You wouldn't believe how hot Dubai is right now. I think it's 119.
Now, do you dress, like I see what you have on now, do you get up every day and dress like you're dressed now?
I do like to dress nicely every day. Same way, I don't like to fall back in like my life. I don't want to like let myself go in my marriage. I don't know if that sounds so bad to say. but I don't want to like wear a potato sack, you know? At least not yet. I'm only 24. Maybe later I'll be fine with that.
Well, I read this article, this headline here, Inside the Luxe Life of TikToker Exhausted by Being Rich in Dubai. Yeah. What was that all about?
So I made a video, the worst things about being married to a millionaire. And it was like, he buys me too many things. It was kind of like a funny thing. Like, he buys me too much. We travel too much. It was kind of like, is this a joke, you know? Mm-hmm. But some of it is true. First of all, when you travel so much, you get tired. So anyways, yeah, I did that article with the New York Post and it was fun. It was fun to do.
So have you seen anything progress with your businesses after this startup? When did you see a crossover with the PR and everything for you, when you really started to get some traction?
It was last year. I posted a video and it got 10 million views within like 2 days. That like, and did it, you know, people started being interested in me. I never quit. I kept making the same style videos and it worked. But I don't publicly talk about my business because people are weird and I don't want to be spammed with like one-star reviews. But also my business is a local thing that I wouldn't benefit from my TikTok, especially if my audience isn't all in, you know, California. So I keep that away from my social media, but I am happy with like the brand deal side of it though. And that has helped. The more followers, obviously, the more deals I get.
What's your goals the next 3 to 5 years for yourself?
So I'm definitely going to get into med school. I would like to maybe start a family and permanently move to Dubai. That's my goal.
Permanently. Huh. Interesting. So you would want to raise your family over there?
I would, yeah.
And you think it's just, you feel more at home there, or the energy? What's the energy like?
So I don't know if you believe in God or not, but I'm pretty religious, and it's, the whole country is centered around religion, but at the same time, it's modern. So it's not like, oh, you have to cover up, you know, it's just like, remember God, you know, do good, and the luck side too. And I don't know, I think I would like to raise my children there, but I would still come back to California every like maybe 9 months and stay for 3 months.
And is your husband with you? Is he with you all the time? Or you said he travels a lot?
Yeah, he's with me all the time.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, he
nice.
Works from his laptop. So he just, I booked the flight and I'm like, hey, we're leaving this day. And he's like, okay, cool.
If you could achieve one thing that you think's maybe unattainable, what would that be?
Honestly, being a doctor, it's not easy. And I'm kudos to people who actually get to med school and pass it, because that is tough.
Yeah. And well, it sounds like you have an engineer mindset.
Engineer?
An engineer mindset. To me, when I say engineer mindset, it's all about planning, right? Because the way you said, all right, I don't put my business, as a pretty deep thinker, that I don't put my business on this part of my social media because of this review. You know what I'm saying? I mean, how did you come up with that? That's kind of strategic, right?
Yeah.
And I would think being a doctor is strategic as well.
Yeah.
So it might be a little bit easier for you than you think.
Maybe. That makes me feel better, because I'm actually a little scared. you can't fake it in med school. You got to know it.
Is there anything you want to promote or talk about here as we close out this last little segment?
No, I think you did a really good job of covering everything.
Yeah, I try to unearth people and just kind of see what they're all about and show a different side. You know, you can't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
And I really, really think if you showed some of those real life parts of your life of what you do, I think that could be very interesting, because when you think about your culture, you do think about money.
Yeah.
Right. But you've really never, everything looks pretty. I don't think I've ever seen anything where you saw the real life grind of, you know, how you work.
Yeah, that's true. You don't see the back end of it. And honestly, you're right. Like, you got me thinking now that that might be a better approach, more healthy approach too.
And touching on the last thing with your spa, and you said everything's all natural. How is the spa all natural?
My business?
Your business.
Oh, so it's not surgical. It's not invasive. It's all like from the surface level, but it works. So one of them is radio frequency, and it's like a little metal thing that you put on, and it goes in the waves and it kind of melts the fat, and then you kind of just pass the fat.
Is that new technology? Is that been out in the marketplace a while, or is that something?
It's fairly
because I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's fairly new. I've been doing it now for about 5 years, but it's always improving. There's a new thing. It's called Morpheus 8 or something like that, and it basically pokes little tiny holes, like really small. Then it does the waves, so it penetrates deeper.
And what type of diet do you have?
My diet, I try to stay away from sugar. Other than that, that's it. I don't drink alcohol, so no sugar, no alcohol, and no other restrictions besides that. Like, I'll eat McDonald's if I want to.
Oh, okay. Hopefully we've inspired a few people through through this conversation. And
I think we did.
This has been Linda Andrade, and I'm John Edmonds Cosma, the CEO of Bang Productions.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.